This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
There is a fundraiser in New York tonight for the American Indian College Fund, which is turning 25. The nonprofit was set up to help 30 tribal colleges and universities. These are federally funded schools, but there is work to be done. As Marketplace's Amy Scott reports from the Education Desk at WYPR, Native Americans are less likely to finish college than any other ethnic group.
You may have seen the American Indian College Fund's public service announcements on TV.
I'm an example that it's possible to get an education.
Only about 10% of American Indians and Alaskan Natives have a bachelor's degree or higher, compared to about 30% of all adults. The fund's president, Cheryl Crazy Bull, says the big reason is poverty. The average tribal college costs about $15,000 a year, but the federal Pell Grant for low-income students covers just about $5,000.
It's a very affordable education, but for students in environments where there might be a 60, 70, 80% unemployment rate, it's a huge gap.
The College Fund tries to bridge that gap with scholarships. It's aiming to raise an extra $25 million this year. This week, it got a boost from Comcast and NBC Universal, $5 million in ad time for a new public service campaign. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.